I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Don't the purity light of a single hour that I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Amen. Hey, let's change over the service as we get prepared to hear the word. It's all sin.
Holy Word, long preserved for a walk in this world, hailed around with God's own heart, oh, let the Word of God impart. Holy Word, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world where we roam. The Word of God will guide us home. Word of God, ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the Word of God impart. Age came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heal the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the Word of God impart. Changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the Word of God impart. Holy words long preserved in me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the Word of God.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. How many are come to hear the word tonight? Amen. I don't want to hear me. I want to hear God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that changes me. He's the one that meets my need. And I always tell the Lord whenever I pray, I say, Lord, you know, I ask, you know, we all the time, we ask for forgiveness for our sins. And I say, Lord, you know, I can't forgive my own sins. I can't save myself. I depend totally on Him. Amen. So we depend totally on Him for everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, and let's just go straight to the Word tonight, and we'll try to get you all out of here as early as we possibly can. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that you've given us to. Lord, to come back to church, Father God, we have a place, Lord, to worship, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God. We know, Father, there's been churches, Lord God, that have been destroyed, Lord God, just in the last few weeks, Father God, up in Tennessee, North Carolina, Lord, congregations who don't even have their place of worship anymore, Lord. Amen. And Father God, what a grand thing it is to know how privileged people we are, Lord Jesus, that you've kept this little place here for so many years, Lord. Sure, Father God, we might have problems and we might have little problems with the building sometimes, but, oh God, we have a place to worship you, Lord, and to come together and to feast around your word, Lord, and we just thank you for that. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just bless your word tonight as it goes forth. Forgive us for all of our sins, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, Lord, and Lord, may you just have your way here tonight. Help us to just leave here edified and you glorified, Lord, because you deserve all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. And we commit ourselves now into your hands and commit this time into you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Well, we want to I got a little slideshow tonight just because towards the end I want to give a little missions report. So that's the reason why I brought my handy little laptop today. And so let's turn to the scriptures, or you can read along with me. I don't know if you can see that, but we want to read from Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and here in verse 1. And it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree." And notice the serpent saying, he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Yeah. Amen. God had already said something, right? Amen. His voice has already gone forth, right? Yeah. But then Satan, what he likes to do is he likes to copy. Anything that God does, he just does it. He has no original thought. He has no word of his own. Amen. He takes the word of God, he perverts it, amen, and then he says something with it, right? Amen. And so, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And that's what he said. But now watch, the serpent has his own thing to say to it. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8, and says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And notice that this voice was walking. Amen. It was a living voice. Amen. Amen. It was a person. Right? It wasn't just any old voice. Amen. It was not anything dead or anything without substance. Amen. It was God himself, the one that said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. It's the same voice that's walking through the garden asking and seeking, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Amen. Not that he didn't know where he was, but that he knew exactly where he was. He just wanted to make sure that Adam knew where he was at. Amen. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. This is verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. So you see, when you were hearkening unto my voice, you didn't have these issues. Right. But now because you've hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Okay. All right. You may be seated this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. This evening I want to talk about, but in the days of the voice. Amen. How many believe we're living in that day? Amen. In the days of the voice. And it should be that we are that voice, amen, again, as we were just reading, that voice should be something active, something alive, something present, amen, not some dead voice, amen, but something alive. And that's the reason why it's so important, amen, that we take, it's not just about just the tapes, amen, which we listen to the tapes. We love that voice, right? Amen. But it wasn't really Brother Branham bringing out the things that he said in there. It was God through the prophet bringing out those things. And so because it was God through the prophet, amen, that's the reason why that voice still lives. Amen. Praise God, because it wasn't Brother Branham's word. It was the voice of God through Brother Branham. Therefore, amen, we must receive that voice of our own, amen, and go and walk with that voice, amen. That voice must be part of our lives, amen, not just on a tape. You see, the reason why there's some people that say, well, we're just the tapes only, just the tapes only, and that's it. And Brother Branham had the word, and we must, amen, but that voice has to live in this hour, amen. That word, that message that Brother Branham brought, amen, it was to be a living message. Not a message on tapes and on CD players and on MP3s, amen, because those things are not going in a rapture. Amen. Your MP3 player and your car stereo, amen, is not going in a rapture, but amen, but you are. Amen. When you have that same voice, amen, speaking through you, praise God. Amen. So kind of getting ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. Now, we're living in an age, amen, where we have so many voices. And I have different voices here that we have, that we're bombarded with on every corner. Amen. Right. We have social media voices. Platforms like Instagram and Twitter constantly flood us with information, opinions, and comparisons. It's where people go and compare themselves a lot of times. Amen. And if I'm not as good as this family is, well, we got to do better. We got to do something about that. Because our pictures need to look right. Amen. Yeah, our images need to look good for the fall. Everybody needs to be dressed a certain way. We need to make sure that we look better than the other family, right? So those are the voices that we receive, amen, that cause us sometimes to look more to that. Amen. And it becomes a competition. Amen. It becomes a competition sometimes rather than just something for us to just maybe enjoy. And so social media is a voice out there. We also have the voice of news. Amen. And this hour we see news. The news is just, we're bombarded with 24/7 news cycles, with global events, negativity, and all they do is leave us feeling anxious and overwhelmed. Amen. There's not that much happy news anymore. It's all negative. Amen. Why? Because it shock value, amen, brings them profits. Amen. They're not going to talk about the good old lady down the street, amen, who did something good for a charity right here in the corner in Gainesville. That doesn't bring shock value. Amen. Amen. Let's just talk about Israel and Lebanon. Let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about the presidential debate and how Kamala is this and Trump is that and all that. That brings shock value because it brings revenue to those companies. It's all about money, saints. If you think that this is something about something else, you're missing the point. It's all about money. They got agendas to push. They're told what to say, and that's why they say. That's why you see it constantly. In the news cycles, because somebody's got to make money. advertising and consumer culture, we are always just bombarded with hundreds of ads telling us that we'll be happy if we buy this and buy that, you see? And so it's the voice of consumerism, yeah, right? The more you spend, the more happy you will be. And as soon as you buy the latest version of this thing, then you'll be set. But once you get it and you've had it in your house for about a week, you're going to want the next version. It's the same thing with your phone, the same thing with your Apple Watch. It's the same thing. You think, I've got it made. I remember when the first Apple iPhone came out. And we thought, wow, it just can't be any better than this. Man, that's obsolete now. In 2007, when that came out, or 2006, that's just obsolete right now. I mean, we thought it was the latest and greatest thing, and it's come to the point where technology is almost so boring now. Because every single moment, something new, some new gadget's coming along, and sometimes brothers come up to me, hey, look at this, and look at this. I honestly don't really care anymore, really, because it's so overwhelming now. So much gadgets and so many little buttons and so many features. The thing, I ain't even got time to even look at all that. Just give me what I need to do. All I need is to be able to hit over, 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 and that's it. Amen. To be able to get my slides going. I don't need anything else. Amen. But they want make you think that you need all that stuff. And all it is just for you to waste time. Amen. So that you can look at that. Amen. And forget about God and forget about the time. I need to go pray. But yet I was sitting here trying to figure out the options about this new phone that I have. Yeah. And you wanted that new tablet so that you could study the Word of God. Yeah. But you got caught up with the options. Yeah. You got caught up with the how to update to this latest iOS, to this latest OS. Yeah. And you thought that you were doing something for God because I'm doing it for God. And you're wasting your time on the actual thing rather than that thing being a blessing to you. Oh, my. I didn't even know I was going to go there, but somebody needed it. It's so easy we get so distracted. Amen. Technology is very, very distracting nowadays. Sure, it's good and it helps us, like we're using it right now. But if we're not careful, it can be very distracting. Entertainment and streaming services is another voice that we have to battle. With endless content on Netflix and YouTube, entertainment competes for our time, making it hard to find space for reflection or space to have time with God, right? Or even spend time with your family, right? The thing, I'm spending time with our family. We're watching this movie together. Yeah. And that'll be fine. That's good. Amen. But there's other things that we can do with our families as well. Praise God. And political and ideological polarization is another voice that we have to battle in this hour. Polarized voices urge us to take sides, fueling confusion, division, and constant conflict. I don't know of any time here in the time that I've been in the United States. I came when I was in 1987. I was 7 years old. I don't know of any other time that this country has been more divided than it has been now. Ever since 2020, COVID really divided things. Amen. To me, it seems like that is exactly what they wanted. Because if you have divided people, then it's easy to conquer them. And so it's happening right now. And so that's why you got people, Trump, 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 and Trump's going to fix everything. I'm sorry to tell you, but Trump is not going to fix everything. Trump is not the Superman that you think he is. That doesn't mean that I'm for Kamala and I'm the amen. That just means that Trump is not my Superman. Jesus Christ is the only one that could fix this nation. And in reality, this nation's already gone. Brother Branham said this nation rejected Christ back in 1957. And so when they did that, this is all just the symptoms of that rejection. Amen. So I feel bad for the people. Amen. You know, they really think that the system is for them. In reality, the system is against each and every one of us. Amen. Your vote doesn't count. you think it does, amen, but it really doesn't. And so it's all it is dividing. So there's the voices of politicians. Amen. The productivity culture is another voice. Amen. The push to be more productive tells us to optimize every moment, often at the expense of resting and spending time with your family. You know, to I got to better myself. And really what that does is it makes you self-centered. And it makes you look at more at yourself rather than looking at other people and their needs. You see? And so although, and I'm not saying that's bad. That is a good thing for you to want to be healthier and want to have more charisma and all those things. You could go to YouTube and you can look at any YouTube about any topic. That's good. You should better yourself. But often at the cost, amen, of you becoming self-centered, because now other people don't do it like you. Amen. And you have the word on it. You know, you're the expert, although you only watch 2 YouTube videos, but you're the expert on it, amen, because you are studying, you're looking at that topic, amen, and you have become the expert, and nobody else could do it like you now, right? It makes you look self-centered, right? Amen. So the productivity culture is another voice that we have to fight in this hour, amen. Praise God. The self-help and wellness industry is another voice. Constant wellness advice implies we're never doing enough for our mental health, fitness, or personal growth. That can apply also to the previous voice that we were looking at. AI and algorithms, and I'm going quickly here. Algorithms on social media and shopping sites tailor content to our habits. Amen. You want to know, why is it that I was just now talking about this with my friend or with my mom, and all of a sudden I go to Facebook and it's showing me ads about this? Yeah. You know why? It's because your phone listens to you. Amen. Your tablets listen to you. Amen. Those things are not private. Those things are there to bring, that's why they bring those ads up. Amen. Because their algorithms, cookies, and all this kind of things, they know what you want. Amen. Amen. And so therefore, that's what they're going to bring up to you. And it works wonders, and it works perfectly. I do internet marketing, and I've delved in those things, and it works. So if it didn't work, that's the reason why they wouldn't stop doing it. And then the pressure to document life is another voice that we have to. Amen. People think that they always have to document everything they do on social media. Amen. The social pressure. Amen. The documenting my breakfast. Documenting when I brush my teeth. Yeah. Documenting when I'm going to the office. Documenting everything. Amen. That it's becoming a habit. Amen. And you think that's just part of my life. I've got to let people know what I'm doing. Yeah. But you don't. Right. You don't. The people that lived back in 20 years ago, they lived just fine. They lived better, peaceful amen. Lives. Right. To be honest right. with you. Yeah. And with the, I honestly think that's the reason why this technology is just so overwhelming and all these things. And I'm thinking, you know what? Things were better back 20 years ago in that regard, because you don't have those voices, those pressures. That I have a Facebook account, therefore I've got to make use of it. So I've got a I got an Instagram account, therefore I've got to make use of it. You don't. You don't. Amen. Praise God. And if it's bothering you and if it hurt, if it's wasting your time, just get rid of it then. Amen. You don't need to be on Instagram. You don't need to be on Twitter, and you don't need to be on Facebook or any of those things. Amen. Just get rid of it if it's bothering you, right? Amen. And then, of course, competing expectations. Amen. With so many roles to balance. Amen. It can feel like we're constantly juggling expectations and trying to do it all. Amen. So that's another voice that we have to conquer in this hour, thinking that we are super moms, and we are super dads, and we could do it. We could do it, but in reality, at the end of the day, you're just so exhausted, and you don't even have any time for God, because you try to give time to everybody else. It's okay to give time to your wife, to your children, amen, but at the end, in the long run, amen, you gave everybody else time, but you didn't give God his time, amen. And what does that do? Satan comes upon you and says, let's see, it brings in that condemnation. Brings in that condemnation, and you think that you're doing right. So those are the voices in this hour, saints, that we have to battle. Amen. When God, amen, originally gave Adam only one voice to listen to, and that was his voice. Amen. He didn't have to look and listen to any other voices. Amen. But then Satan brought in his opinion, his voice, and now that's where we're in the situation that we're in now with the world. Praise God. So Eve, she got distracted from the voice of God, and 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 so in Genesis chapter 3, where we're just reading, it says, "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." So God had said this, so his voice was already going forward, right? His voice was the preeminent thought or the preeminent thing there in the garden, amen. And that's all that Adam and Eve had to listen to. If they could just stay with that voice, amen, they would not have been in trouble. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." And so the serpent had a voice as well. And we know it was the voice, it was Satan was the influencer of that voice. And so Brother Branham says here, and he says, many are like Eve. Eve just stopped long enough to be deceived. That's the reason why I have that image like that. She's paying attention. If she hadn't have stopped, there have never been no deceiving. Because she was listening to the voice of the serpent, right? But Eve stopped. And when she stopped, there's where she got her deceiving. In other words, Brother Branham is saying that if you don't take the time, right? If you don't take the time, amen, to document your lunch, amen, instead of spending time with God, amen, then you won't feel that condemnation then afterwards, right? I'm just giving that as an example. Because that's what Eve did. Amen. She stopped just long enough to listen to what the serpent had to say. Amen. To what the tree of knowledge of good and evil had to say. And therefore, amen, she got deceived. Instead of pressing on, Brother Branham says. Amen. We always talk about, amen, we're pressing on, amen. Don't let the battle press you, amen. But we're pressing the battle, right? Praise God. And do you follow me close now. Listen, the reason that Eve was deceived, let's say it together, so I'll be sure you got it. The reason Eve was deceived, she never kept the full word of God.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. This is Brother Branham's quote. Satan quoted it to her, but he never told her all the truth. Neither does his denomination. See, but she stayed long enough to get part of the word, part of it. You see, that's what fools you, and that's what Satan does in this hour. Amen. Is that he gives you enough word, amen, to allow you to not feel condemned as you're doing it. Once you do it, then you feel condemned. Because you didn't stay with the full word. Amen. You only had enough word to just do that specific thing, and then Satan comes on top of it, and that's when he brings his condemnation. You see? But it was his voice. Right? Satan quoted it to her, but he never told her all the truth. Neither does his denomination. But she stayed long enough to get part of the word and didn't take all the word. And that was the problem. She didn't take all the word. Amen. So, as we were saying, God's voice is creative, it's active, and it's alive. Amen. In Genesis 1:3, we see that God said, "Let there be light." And Brother Branham said, there is no interpret. You don't need, that didn't need interpretation. How did it interpret itself? By there being light.
Amen.
Right? That is the interpretation of, and God said, "Let there be light." Amen. Light appeared.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And so that was God's voice. Now I want you all to remember that God's voice and God's word is not two different things. Amen. It's the same thing. Amen. The voice of God is the word of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Psalms 33:9 says this, "For he spake and it was done."
Amen.
Amen. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. In other words, it stood still. Amen.
Amen.
It stood fast.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so quickly, what is the voice of the Lord? We know the voice of the Lord. There's different things you can, we'll read here in Psalms 29. These are different things that the voice of the Lord is. And the voice, Psalms 29:3. Says, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters."
Amen.
We'll talk about that later. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Those are trees, really, really thick trees.
Right.
The voice of the Lord, continuing in the same chapter. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. I like that. I was reading that and I was like, the voice of the Lord divideth the flame. Amen. That's what he did with the three Hebrew children. Amen. The voice of the Lord came in there. Amen. And which was God himself. Amen. Because they stood with the full word. Amen. Then the full word stays with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so it came in there and it fanned the flames for them. And they came out of there not even smelling like smoke. Oh my, if Eve would have done the same thing, amen, in that hour when she was being talked to, amen, if she would have just stayed with the full word, she would have come out unscathed, amen. And Adam would have come out unscathed, amen. But because she did not stay with the full word of God, amen, like the three Hebrew children did, they said, we'll do anything for you, king. We have respect for you, but we will not bow down to that image. We want to let the world know who we worship, amen. Amen. Praise God. And I hope that that's your desire tonight, amen. When it comes down to it, amen, you'll let the whole world know that I only worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he doesn't free me, amen, well, I'm not still going to bow down to the culture. I'm not still going to bow down to the voice of technology. I'm still not going to bow down to the voice of social media or to the voice of the news cycles. Amen. I'm going to stay with the word, amen. Because the word can fight for me. Amen. President Trump can't. Amen. CNN can't. Amen. The latest Android tablet can't fight for me. Amen. But God's word will fight for me. Amen. Praise God. Because it's eternal and it's able, amen, to flame to divide the flames. Amen. So that's what the voice of the Lord does. It divides the flames of fire as well. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Amen. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Praise God. Amen. And so that was the voice of the Lord. Amen. Powerful and majestic. But then also the voice of the Lord is a gentle whisper. When he was talking to Elijah. And Elijah heard the sweet, the still small voice. Amen. Praise God. But it was powerful. Amen. Sometimes, I don't know if it's happened to you, but it happens to me. Sometimes the greatest things that God has ever been revealed to me have been in the quietest moments. Amen. When I've been in prayer or when I'm praying, oftentimes the Lord reveals to me things as I'm praying. I don't know if it happens to you. Amen. But that those are wonderful things. And I take that as God speaking to me right there and then, right? If something comes because Satan didn't bring that to my mind. Some of those things have become sermons later on. Satan's not going to bring me sermons. Amen. So it must be God, right? Amen. But also the voice of the Lord is like thunder. Amen. And in John, you know, we read there in John where Jesus was baptized in being baptized and the voice came out of the sky and people thought that they had thundered. You see, but it was the voice of the Lord. Amen. A sound of many waters. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Commanding. It's also commanding and clear. It can speak through anything. Amen. Do you know that the voice of the Lord can speak through anything? It can use anything to speak through. Amen. I put here, it spoke through a burning bush. Amen. It spoke through a burning bush to talk to Moses. Right? That means God's voice was right there. God was in that bush. Amen. God's voice also spoke through a donkey one time too. Amen. To a rebellious prophet, amen, who was going to go curse the children of Israel, amen. But God used a donkey, amen, to speak to a rebellious prophet, amen. So God could use whatever he wants to, amen. And if he was able to use a donkey, then he can use this dumb donkey right here. I know he can, amen, if he was able to speak to a donkey in the Old Testament, amen. I know that he could use this dumb donkey. Amen. It's also a voice from heaven. Amen. Praise God. So that is the voice of God. Now, and I'm just trying to go quickly here. Adam and Eve, they separated themselves from this voice. Right. And we read there in Genesis 3:8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, just think of this, and we're going to go back to the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve were created, that voice walked with them. That voice being God. Amen. That voice being the Word. Amen. Right? It was with them. It was so much with them that Adam could say, mountain, move over here. Yep. Right. tree, I don't, you know, my wife doesn't like for you to be there, so I'm going to move you over here. You know, my wife knows better about home decorating. So, you know, let's move you over here. And that tree had to obey. Why? Because Adam had the voice of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now, we know Adam was eternal in the soul. Amen. And if he would have kept eating from that tree of life, eventually his body would have come to full eternal life. Amen. But now, sin came in the picture. Adam and Eve listened to the voice of the serpent. Amen. And so that separated them. They got scared. They got now fearful from the voice of God. Because now the voice of God was walking through this in the same way. Because remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if God did it a certain way, amen, when he was talking to Adam, amen, he came down the exact same way to speak to Adam. But Adam was nowhere to be found. Now Adam was hiding behind bushes. Why? Because he was scared. And that is the same way we get, amen, when we're under sin, when we're done wrong, when we're doing things underhandedly, when we're not right, and you know that you're not right, what do we want to do? We want to go hide. We want to go hide from the view of others. We want to go hide from the view of everybody else. Why? Because there's something underlying there that you don't want to be, doesn't want to be shown. And so here's this same voice, amen. And they heard the voice of the Lord. When that voice of the Lord was something sweet that would draw them, now it's something that they want to hide from. And it really wasn't them. It was sin that came in the picture. Because now they realized they were naked. Now they realized they had done something wrong. And so that voice of the Lord, God, amen, this is the grace of God, amen, that even though that they were in sin, even though that they had done wrong, the voice of the Lord was still looking for them. Amen. That's what Brother Branham said. It's not you seeking God. It's God seeking you. Amen. It's God seeking you the whole time. Amen. Praise God. The mercy and the grace of the Lord. Amen. And it says here in Genesis 3:8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. So this voice, amen, had could walk.
Right.
It had 2 feet.
Yeah, it did.
It could move. It could go from one place to the other. And it was looking for them. Amen.
Amen.
In the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God, from that voice, amongst the trees of the garden. And that's what people do, amen. When they're not right with God, that's what they go do. They go hiding.
Right.
Amen. They go hiding, amen, from the voice of God, amen. They don't want to come to church. They don't want to read the word. They don't want to stay in the, amen. Because why? They have separated themselves from that voice. Because that voice condemns their life. That voice condemns everything that they're doing. That voice condemns, amen. Not that it wants to condemn, but it automatically does that. Amen. Because they know within themselves, I'm not right. I'm not right. And therefore, that's what the word does. Because the only thing to do at that moment is to repent.
Amen.
Then when you repent, amen, you come back to the voice. And amen, everything's all right then.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
Now look what Brother Branham said in the message, the voice of God in this last days. How many of we believe that we're in the last days?
Amen.
How many believe that that voice of God is in this last day?
Amen.
Amen. Adam heard his voice in the cool of the evening and had fellowship with him. Amen. I apologize that that's all the way down there. There was no condemnation to Adam. He heard the voice of God and he said, Father, now I lay me down to sleep. And he laid down and Eve on his arm, the lion, the tiger, and the wild beast laid right around. There was no harm. No way of getting sick. Amen. No way of wondering if he'd wake up in the morning. They're going to wake up.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Adam heard his voice in the way that he ought to have heard it.
Amen.
In other words, I like that because Brother Branham's saying when you are truly in tune with the voice of God, it brings peace and not condemnation.
Amen.
Amen. When you are really walking with the Lord the way you need to be, amen, it really, amen, when the brother is preaching and laying out the word, amen, that's what causes you to say amen to the word. And there's no condemnation in you to not say amen to the word. Amen. Maybe you may not say it verbally, but you're saying it within your heart. Amen. Why? Because there's no barrier of condemnation there. But when there's condemnation there, amen, then that hinders you from listening to the voice. Amen. But one day he heard his wife's voice. Brother Branham continues. And then he says, I better leave that alone for a while. But he listened to the wrong voice.
Amen.
Amen. Yet it was his wife. Now, I highlighted this because I thought this was very interesting. He said, but he listened to the wrong voice, yet it was his wife, the closest tie he had on earth.
Right, brother. Amen.
Oh, my. It could be, amen, the closest thing that you have in your life. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your children. That's binding you, amen, from walking with God the way you need to. Oh, but I've got to do it for them. I've got to. And you have not even spent time with God your own self. You're not even thinking about your own soul. Trying to think about your children's soul, amen. Amen. And it was that same thing that stopped them, amen, from listening to the voice. It was Eve. The one that he loved and the one that came out of him.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, life of my life. It was her voice that caused Adam, amen, to make the decision that he made.
Amen.
That's why I have to stop there and Adam's paying attention to his wife right there.
Yep.
Amen. I wish we paid attention like this at church sometimes.
Right.
Amen. But you all are doing very good tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you see, and then that's what caused his downfall. Amen. And so Brother Branham continues to say, why didn't he like Job?
Yeah.
Like in other words, why didn't he say like Job to his wife?
Yeah, right.
Thou speakest like a foolish woman.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Eve, what are you talking about? Don't you know, give the word back to her.
Right. Amen.
But he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't. I don't know what happened there. He didn't. All right. And so Brother Branham continues to say, if it would, the whole human race would be living instead of dying.
Right,
if Adam would have done that, if he would have corrected his wife, in other words. Oh, my. I'll leave that alone. It changed the course of human beings and time. But he heard a voice of God. He had fellowship with it. But when he turned, amen, just like Eve turned, when he turned, how did he know that his wife was wrong? Remember, it was pleasant. I don't think Eve was bringing it to Adam, amen, in an unpleasant way. I think it was pleasant as well.
Right. Amen.
Therefore, he fell for it as well.
Amen.
And that's how Satan comes to you.
Right.
He comes in, amen, with dainties.
Yep.
Amen, if I could say it that way, an old British word.
Right.
He don't come with you, amen, with looking like Kiss, you know, from the 1980s, yeah. You know. With their tongue sticking out and like all devil horns. No, that's not how he comes at you. You mean like, oh, how do you know about Kiss? Well, anyways, he doesn't come like that. He comes very, very, very pleasant. Very nice. Very, very aesthetic. You know, very, 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 something very pleasant. Something specific to you. Because he knows you, and he's known you from ever since you were born.
Right.
Amen. So he knows what you like. He knows what attracts you. He knows how to keep your attention long enough.
Amen.
You know, when you go sometimes, and you know, I need to go back to Facebook, and there's some information, an address I need to get there because I got to get. Next thing you know, you're there scrolling on Facebook, amen, through people's feeds, and you weren't even planning on doing that.
Right.
Amen. And they just look so, it looks so good. Next thing you know, it's been 10 minutes and you've been scrolling, doom scrolling.
Yeah, right.
That's Satan's dainties.
Right.
Waste your time, right?
Right?
Now you know about everybody, what everybody else is doing. Now what can that do for you?
Right.
How is that going to pay your bills? How is that going to get you to the address that you originally needed to go to? To get to? It won't. You see? So it's time consuming. Praise God. But it's pleasant. Now, so let's move on. God's voice from the prophets to Jesus. Throughout the Old Testament, all you could hear was the voice of God speaking through the prophets. That voice then manifested in flesh through Jesus. Right? That same voice that spoke through the prophets, Brother Branham said that it built the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you can read about that in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Brother Branham talks about that. And it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, God who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us, unto us by his Son. Amen. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. So now that voice is moving from the Garden of Eden, moving through the Old Testament, through the prophets, comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the head, right?
Amen.
That voice again manifested itself in flesh.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Brown said that the voice of the prophets, amen, Jeremiah, Moses, and all of them, amen, they built the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Or in other words, what does that mean? It prophesied that the Lord Jesus Christ was coming. And because it was prophesied and it was thus saith the Lord, that word had to come to place.
Amen.
Had
Amen.
To come on the scene.
Amen.
And that's why it says they build the body of Jesus Christ, right?
Yes.
So here was the Lord Jesus Christ with that same voice that said, let there be light. Now speaking in flesh.
Yep.
Amen. To a humans just like you and me. Amen.
Yes.
But it was just the head, amen. It was just the head speaking at that time,
amen.
Brother Branham said that there were some things that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't do because he needed to do them at a specific time, amen. Praise God. And so it was the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, amen, the full word,
amen.
Praise the Lord. But now that voice has to keep moving.
Amen.
Praise God. And so Jesus' voice is God's voice. In John 10, it says here, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name.
Amen.
Amen. He had a word specifically for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And that word called you by your name. It had your name all tied into it. Amen. Therefore, that's why we could sing, he knows my name. Amen. Praise God. He knew it before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And that's why he prepared a word specifically for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because he knew you would respond to it.
Amen.
Because it had your name involved in it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And leadeth them out. Amen. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Yeah.
Amen. They know that there's something about this, amen, that doesn't sound like every other voice. Amen. It sounds like home to me.
Amen. Right.
Amen. I remember when I heard the voice of God, amen, through this message the first time, amen. Nobody sat there and explained things to me word by word. They didn't go back and read the Greek or the Hebrew or anything like that. The brother just mentioned what he was talking about to me, and it just drawed me. Amen.
Yeah.
Something said that's the word. That's the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. And it was calling my voice.
Right.
It was calling my name. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, you've had your own experiences with that word that way. Something just draws you, amen, to that. And it says that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Amen. It can't be anything else. It can't be a lie. It can't be something else. It's got to be the truth. Amen.
Amen.
And because you accepted it, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then that truth has kept you to this day. Amen.
Amen.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Amen. That's why he can say he knew you before the foundation of the world. All right. Praise God. And they follow me.
Yes.
Amen. John 18:37 says, to this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. In other words, everyone that is of that predestination, representation of predestination. Amen. Or of that thought. Amen. Of God.
Right.
Is going to hear his voice.
Amen.
Amen. That's why, amen, the prophets, amen, they spoke the body of Jesus, and that word had to fall, amen, exactly where it needed to be in order to build the body of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God was watching over that word the whole time, amen. Just as God watched that word, that verse, that exact verse or that word that you needed, amen, to
amen.
Come in, in this hour that we're living in.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now, the voice is in the whole body now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we know that there was a shout. And what is the shout? It's the messenger calling the bride together
Amen.
Through the message.
Amen.
Amen. And we also know that there was a voice in John 11. That same voice that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same voice that will raise the sleeping bride. Amen. In this hour. Throughout all the ages. Amen. Those who have died through the ages. Brother Branham said in the sermon, the rapture. Amen. Praise God. And he says this, the second is a voice of the resurrection, the same voice.
Amen.
Amen. That, see, the bride is not going to speak anything outside of the voice of God.
Amen. Right. Amen.
She stays. Amen. What is the voice of God? Amen. It's the Word.
Amen.
It's Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's the voice. Praise God. That a loud voice in St. John 11:38-44 that called Lazarus from the grave. You see? Amen. Getting the bride together and then the resurrection of the dead. But you see, if Jesus did it, amen, as the Son of Man here on earth,
amen,
then His bride has to follow, amen. They, it has followed the same suit,
amen.
Praise God. Whatever the head does, the body follows, amen. Why? Because it's of the same voice. And there's that connection. I like what Brother Brother Steve, what's his name? Stephen Wilson was saying, that He is the head and we are the body, amen. We're the neck that connects to the head,
amen.
Praise God. And where are those vocal cords? Amen. Praise God. But she only speaks by His voice. Amen. Praise God. He is the head. Amen. But she speaks only by His voice. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's you know, sometimes we hear, you know, I'm the head of the house. But then we also know that, you know, well, I'm the neck that moves the head. But it's really, amen, God, that this body does not move, amen, spiritually speaking now. This body does not move unless the head gives it the commandment, right? Really, and that's how it should be. Praise the Lord. It has to come from the head first, then the body moves. Amen. If the body is doing something involuntarily, amen, that the head is not commanding it, then it's not, there's no full connection there. Something is missing or something is lacking. And that's the reason why we always have to check up in our lives. Oh, you know, I like this part of the Bible, but when it comes to this, I'm not sure because I don't know. I just don't feel like it's needful. The Word says it, which is the voice. Amen. The voice, amen, that you speak is not anything outside of what the head is already thinking or what the head already thought. You see? You only stay with the Word. That's the only thing that the body, amen, the bride stays with the Word, which is the voice in this hour. All right, and then the trumpet, we know that it's going to announce the gathering of the bride, symbolized as a feast in the sky for the wedding supper of the Lamb. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're there. The shout, the voice, the trumpet, amen. You can, I believe it's in 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians where Paul talks about this. Now, just moving quickly. She is Him. And Brother Branham says in the rising of the sun, and as He being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's part of Him. Amen. It can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelations of any others has spoken of the bride. It can only manifest. If it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride.
Amen.
If it's something different, if it's your own opinion, it's not part of His voice. Amen. That's your own voice then. Praise God. Because she is flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone, life of His life, power of His power. She is Him. Amen. Why? That's what makes her Him. Amen. Because she is part of the same voice. She's part of the same mold, in other words. Praise God. As men and women are one, and woman taken from His side, she had taken a spirit, the feminine spirit, from Him, the flesh from His side, made both mechanics and dynamics in the wife, the spirit of Him and the flesh of Him, and put it together, and amen, that neck and that head, and made mechanics and dynamics until the church or the people. All right. Now, quickly in Revelation chapter 10, 1, it says this. This is John speaking. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, right? Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. John turned to see the voice. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is feminish. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. His head and His hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice has the sound of many waters. Amen? Amen. And this is where I want to talk about the many waters. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because here John is looking at this scene. He's looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. Yep. And when he turns and looks at it, and he sees the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. But when he hears his voice, it's as the voice of many waters. In other words, the voice of many. And what does waters represent? It represents people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so what is making up the body of Christ? Amen. It's you and I in this house. That's the reason why John, when he turned and looked, amen, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Yep. But what was speaking, amen, through his voice, amen, were many people. Amen. Right. It was you and I in this hour, amen. Amen. So that voice, amen. Now, Adam did not have that voice, amen, exactly the way he wanted it to be, because he separated himself from that voice. Here comes the prophets, amen. They build up the body of Christ. That voice is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head, but we know, as we talked about the other day, God is not he doesn't have a freak body, right? Amen. It's not just a head floating. Amen. Right. And it's not just a headless body walking. Right. It's a head and a body together. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so now that voice, amen, has traveled. Amen. From the Son of Man. Now that Son of Man is in the bride today. Praise the Lord. She is him. Amen. Praise God. That exact same voice. Amen. The sound of many waters. Praise the Lord Jesus. Brother Branham called it the sound of the ministry. Amen. The sound of the preachers in this hour. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But you are the preachers today. Amen. Praise God. It's not just the fivefold ministry. You, if this voice is in you, you can say to this mountain, amen, move here, and it'll move. Amen. It's got to obey you. Amen. You can call things as they are, as they're not as they are. Amen. Because that same voice dwells in you in this hour. Amen. You don't have to depend on just the preacher or Brother Wade to pray for you or the evangelist to come in here or wait for Brother Andrew Glover to come through here. Amen. You've got the power in this hour. Amen. Why? Because you have the same word that they do. Amen. That voice is in you in this hour. Amen. Oh, but I'm not where I should be. Amen. Well, get right with God. Amen. Then you can be where you can speak in conditions. Amen. There's nothing holding you back. Amen. There's nothing holding you. You're holding yourself. Amen. God already said, amen, I want this voice to travel from, amen, from just the Garden of Eden, amen, to the head, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now to the body, amen. Amen. Praise God. Right. Where the vocal cords are. Yeah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Right, spiritual vocal cords. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. Amen. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp... What went out of his mouth? The voice. Because what is the voice? The word. What is the word? The two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Amen. His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, amen, that God wasn't selfish with his word. Amen. God wants you to enjoy his word just as much as he enjoyed it speaking it. Amen. Amen. He wants you to speak it as well. He wants you to create with his word. You have just as much power in this hour to create. Amen. Now, then that's where I get the title of this sermon, but in the days of the voice. Amen. Revelations 10:7 says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. We know Brother Branham he spoke out. But it wasn't Brother Branham's voice, per se. Because Brother Branham didn't have a word of his own. Remember, what is the voice? It's the word. Right? It's an active, living word. Brother Branham is long gone. We know that we'll see him again. Praise the Lord. But that voice still has power in this hour, in you and me. Amen. When you are listening to the prophet, when you're listening to those messages, amen, it's still influencing you. But it's not necessarily Brother Branham's voice. It's the word of God that was spoken through his voice. Amen. Amen. That's what's influencing you in this hour. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that is the prophet. Amen. Amen. the church age messenger of Laodicea, Brother Branham, mm-hmm. when he shall begin to sound, uh-huh. amen, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Right. Now, verse 8, look what verse 8 says. And the voice yeah. which I heard from heaven. Do you think that that's the same voice that the messenger of Revelation 10:7 heard as well?
Yep.
It's got to be from the same source.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So what does John represent? John represents the bride. He's a type of the bride.
Yes.
She's hearing the exact same voice that the voice of the seventh church age angel, the person in Revelation 10:7,
yep.
heard as well.
Amen.
That's why she is him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not she is Brother Branham.
Yeah.
She is God. Amen.
Yeah.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book. Now, it's interesting that in Revelation 10:7, it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. There's something that Brother Branham did.
Yes.
He began to sound. But then there's something that we must do
Amen.
In Revelation 10:8 with this voice as well.
Amen.
And said, go and take the little book.
Amen.
Amen. Which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Oh, it's not enough, saints, for just the preacher to study the word.
Come on,
amen. It's not enough for just the evangelist to study the word or the pastor. Amen. You've got to take the open little book.
Right.
Let me tell you what. The book is open.
Amen,
brother. It's not closed.
Amen.
So it's not too difficult to study. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. It's open book in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
God has spoken it. Amen. Through the church, seventh church age messenger.
Yes.
And it's up to us to take it in. It's up to you. If you're going to take it in or not.
Amen.
But the book is open.
Amen.
Amen. The book is open.
Yes, right.
That's for sure.
Amen.
And so in Revelation 3:20 it says,
yep.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. This is Jesus speaking. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. When you take that voice, you're taking in the word.
Yep.
That
Amen.
Means Christ will come into you.
Amen.
And we'll sup with you.
Yes.
What's sup?
Yes.
Amen. Have dinner with you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Take you for a nice dinner.
Yes.
And not just one nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. You can have just one nice dinner at Golden Corral or you know, depending on what your, you know, your finances, you know, it might be Denny's or it might be Taco Bell, you
yeah.
know, and it can be a nice dinner for you. Amen. But then there's also, you know, the nice restaurants in Atlanta, you know, that you could go to. But you know what? That is just one time,
mm-hmm.
you know. Jesus Christ is always supping with us.
He's
always buying me nice, fancy dinners. Amen. Praise God. And I'm always buying him fine, not fancy dinners when I hear his word, receive his word. Amen. We're supping together. We're communicating with here. What is fellowship? Amen. Two fellows in one ship, right? Amen. And then it's two fellows in this word. Amen. There's something to talk about. But that's where the reason why, amen, when there's nothing to talk about with somebody, it's probably they're not in the word the way they should.
Right.
But either both of them are not in the word or one of them is not in the word and they're not compatible.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's why sometimes there's not a lot to talk about with some people.
Yep.
Amen. Well, that might be just the way they are, but
right.
sometimes it's because they really don't. They're not in the word
right.
the way they, amen. And you don't really fellowship with what they, with what they want to talk about.
Right.
You see, they want to talk about hockey or they want to talk about football and you don't really fellowship around that. Right?
Right.
Amen. You might know a couple of scores here and there or whatever, but that's not your forte, right?
Right.
Your forte is the word. Amen.
Yeah.
When somebody wants to talk to you about the word, amen, because you are part of the word, you're part of the voice.
Right.
Amen. That voice rings to you, right?
Right.
That sounds good to me.
Amen.
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 Praise God. And I will come into him and I will sup with him. In other words, he will fellowship and he with me.
Yes.
Amen. So he's buying you dinner and you're buying him dinner.
Yes.
Right? Amen. Amen. You both buying each other dinner.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And it's eternal food.
Yes.
It, it's food that doesn't spoil.
Right.
Oh, my.
Right. Amen.
Amen. The steak at, you know, the steak wherever, you know, at that. At that house over there, Brother Danny, that you like up there in Helen, Georgia. That's going to fade away. Amen. But this steak never fades away.
Amen.
Oh, my. This is eternal food.
Amen.
Amen. So I say this, saints, amen. And with this, we'll finish up. And I have a few slides to show about some missions trips really quick. Hebrews 3:7-8 says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if ye will hear his voice, not tomorrow. And last time I said, young people, don't wait till tomorrow to go serve the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Don't. Do not wait. Amen. You do not know what's going to happen. It's not fear-mongering. Amen. It's just that the Bible says today. What does it say? It doesn't say tomorrow. It doesn't say that you have a lot of time. Amen. It treats you like, do it now. Today is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. Today, if you hear his voice, what is his voice? His word. Right? Right? If today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Amen.
As in the provocation. What is the provocation? It's talking about the Israelites in the wilderness when they tempted God many times, and God, amen, the patience that he had, but one day his patience ran out.
Right.
Amen. And swallowed them up. The earth swallowed them up. When Moses said, "Stand over here if you're going to serve the Lord, or be over here, and if you're going to serve Dathan and what they believe," amen. And God swallowed them up. Amen. Praise God. God's going to swallow up this world, this world order. Amen. Going to swallow it up. Amen. You better know that you're standing on the right side. Amen. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Amen. Soften it up, because God is knocking. Amen. And what's and he, all he is knocking. And he says that, "But if you hear my voice, I will come in unto you and will sup with you." Amen. That's as easy as that. If you know what you need to do, do it. Don't wait. If you know that you need to get baptized, do it. Amen. Don't wait. If that's what's next, if that's what's holding you back.
Yep, right.
If you know that the next thing you need to do, amen, is just get down on your knees, get along with God somewhere.
Amen.
Man, go do it.
Amen.
Right. Amen. What's holding you back?
Amen.
Right. Amen. Praise God. You know, I plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
To repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Amen. Right.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Will things be easy afterwards?
No.
No. It's a daily growth.
Amen.
Amen. But you have that voice now. You have that condemnation is gone. Where now you can speak freely.
Amen.
And you can say, "Satan, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
The word says this, and I can go forward with it.
Amen.
And you have nothing holding you back. No condemnation.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, real quick, I just wanted to, I've been needing to do this for about a week and a half or a month and a half or so. But this is our Portugal trip in September, back in September. Now, this is Brother Marcio right here in the middle. And he was the hosting pastor who invited me to minister at the meetings that they were having. So the meetings that they were having were the first meetings that were held in message convention that was held in Portugal. Brother Branham was there back in 1954 in Portugal. And when you type in the message and you type in what Brother Branham said about Portugal, you only find about nine quotes. And whenever he would refer to Portugal, he would refer to it as Portuguese. So he wouldn't say Portugal. He would just refer as Portuguese. But the Portuguese are the actual people, you see. So Brother Marcio de Gama, he's originally from Brazil. That's his wife, Sister Teodora, and that's one of his sons right there on the right, Brother Hefte. And they picked us up from the airport that day. And Brother Marcio, just him and his children, they had this vision that, hey, look, why don't we hold meetings here in Portugal to celebrate 70 years since the prophet was there, right? And so that's what they did, and they invited different ministers from different parts, and I just happened to be one of them. So I appreciate Brother Marcio doing that for us. Now, Brother Marcio, this is in front of his church, and these are just pictures of just kind of, you get an idea of kind of the streets of how they look there in Portugal. This is in Montijo, where the church is located, and also where Brother Marcio lives. And so it's very European-like, because Portugal is in Europe. So so it's a country right next to Spain. And so the first night that when we got there, it was on a Wednesday, I believe, and I thought that I just had to preach later on that week when the meetings actually started. So I got there. We Brother Marcio picked us up, took us to the place where we were staying at. And we rested a little bit because they're about 6 hours difference in time. So right now it's 6 hours ahead right now in time. And so we got ready to go to church that night, right? And we had flown almost all day. And we got ready, and a good thing I wore my suit and tie and everything. Because when we got to church, Brother Marcio said, "Why don't you sit over there?" And he was pointing to his desk. "Why don't you go sit over there?" And I said, "Okay." And so I quickly took out my tablet and started looking through some notes. Because I didn't know that he wanted me to preach. And so I asked Brother Marcio while I was sitting there. I said, "Brother Marcio, you want me to minister tonight?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." Never told me to. So that right there, you know, you have to be instant in season and out of season, as the word said. And honestly, saints, I really did not have really something prepared. However, I just said, "Lord, you know, take these thoughts and let me just move on." And let me tell you what, saints, we had church that night. Amen. It was such a blessing to me. Amen. And people were up in the altar and just thanking God, and we just really, and Brother Marcio was interpreting for me. And I just appreciate the Lord. I give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Amen. Because he knew what the people needed in that hour. He knew what the people needed there in that congregation. So the next day or later on this week, this is, I forgot the brother's name there. From Brother Joseph is the black brother there on the left. He's a pastor from Manchester, England, and he was also, Brother Marcio had invited him to speak at the convention there later that week, and so I got to meet Brother Joseph, wonderful brother. He knows Brother Benny Perry, and he's been to South Carolina at Brother Benny Perry's, so he knows them, and so got to meet them. Now this is at the convention, and this is I had to interpret and also preach the whole time, and really wasn't planning to interpret, but I had to interpret, and so we ministered there at the convention. Now the brother there in the middle, this brother right here, this is Brother Lucas Cardona, and he's from Honduras, and he was there as well because his son, he has a little work in Spain. A church that they started in Spain, and so he was visiting at that time. And so Brother Marcio invited him to come and speak at the convention as well. So he was there. And Brother Aaron, you know Brother Lucas. Brother Aaron has spoke at Brother Lucas's church before there in Honduras when we went. So we were there, had a good time. Let me tell you what, there was people from all parts of the world there. I think there was probably, let's say, I don't know, maybe 15 countries represented there. And so we had a really good time. Amen. It turned out really, really nice for being the first convention. And it really motivated them to do another one. And I believe the next one, it'll be even better. Amen. So, of course, it isn't Honduras and it isn't Nicaragua. And you can see they rented out a nice little place for us to speak at. So it was a change. We weren't riding behind trucks with dust and gasoline, all over, so... It was nice to have a different change. So, but we really had a good time with him. This is two of Brother Marcio's daughters right here on the left. I forget their names. I'm so terrible with names. David is the oldest one on the left, and Gabriela she's the youngest one. And I don't know who these other two girls on the right are. Yeah, who's the smiling girl on the right? She's beautiful. Amen. So they had a good time. And so here's some of the group that was there from England. Germany was there, Spain, Brazil, Switzerland, different African countries were represented there. And so just different parts of it. What'd you say? Italy were there as well. And there were really Filipinos that lived in Italy that were there. So, all right, and here's some of us enjoying some fellowship after the meetings. Okay, so we really had a good time. People came to the Lord. A sister who was backslid, they were praying about. She Amen. Came in. They weren't even expecting her to be at the meetings. She came.
Amen.
Her dad was praying for her.
Yeah.
And she came, and they knew that what was her spiritual condition. And the brother Joseph spoke the last day, the brother from England, amen, and it just touched that girl's heart.
Right.
That girl came, and she committed herself to the Lord, and gave word back, amen, to her dad, who was praying for her, I believe was in Argentina, and he was just praising God,
amen.
So it's just God. All right. So we appreciate your prayers on that. Thank you very much. And God had his way.
Amen.
Lord willing, I'm scheduled to be back again with them September of 2025.
Amen.
So you just pray for us on that trip. Amen.
Amen.
And now, there's a brother Alan, that we support here in the church. There's two brothers in Honduras that we support. One of them is from Nicaragua, which is Brother Alan. We give him a monthly offering. And then another brother from Honduras, which is Brother Eli. Both of them are evangelists, missionaries. And so we support them with a little monthly offering. And Brother Alan, he's here in Nicaragua. We gave him a little extra this month because he's going to a specific place. And they were needing guitars and a speakers type system to be able to preach. They're starting a little church there in that area. And so we gave them a little extra. And so this is the guitar right here that they bought for the group there.
Amen.
And you can see right here, your funds helped pay for that.
Amen.
And then the speaker system, this microphone right here, this is the speaker system that they bought. There's the guitar as well. And so now they have something that they can speak through
Amen.
Now. So the people can hear their voice better, right? And a guitar.
Yes, right.
All right, and so he sent pictures of the microphones and the cables and some of the things. There's the guitar case and with the guitar in it, and that's how they were transporting it around. That's the speaker. That's one of the speakers right there on the back of that motorcycle. So he thanks each and every one of you, and he appreciates your confidence, and just
Amen.
Keep praying for them.
Amen.
Amen. As they continue working over there. Brother Bob, yeah, Brother Bob, you know Brother Alan. Yeah, and so... Now, that was missions in Nicaragua, missions in Portugal, and then now here's missions at home.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all didn't know that this happened here, but some of you did. So there was a sister from Honduras who contacted me because Brother Margarito, who's a pastor in Honduras, contacted me and said, hey, there's a sister that lives in Alabama, and she came to the Lord over the phone. I led her to the Lord, but she wants to get baptized. She also wants to get married as well. So, she had been living with her, the man that she'd been living with. They have some kids together, but she wanted to get that right, make that right.
Amen.
And she wanted to get married, and she wanted to get baptized as well.
Amen.
So her husband agreed, even though her husband isn't really serving the Lord. He hasn't accepted the Lord yet, but he agreed to get married, and wasn't stopping her from getting baptized. So here they are. We came here on a Saturday, actually, the last youth service that we had. And Brother Wade, I asked Brother Wade, and Brother Wade graciously agreed. They drove 4 hours all the way from Alabama because there's no close where they live. It's in, I forgot, Catherine, Alabama. There is no church near them. The closest is Brother Matthew Bray, and I think it's like two and a half hours away. So Brother Wade said, why don't you just tell them just to come over here? We'll baptize them. We'll marry them all at the same time. So I did, and she accepted. And she was very, very, very happy. And so there was nobody here. There was only just a person and their two kids, two of their kids that came. The person that drove them was here. And there were the witnesses. We were witnesses, and I was interpreter.
Right.
And so we were able to marry them,
And she came in with her gown and everything and got baptized in the same gown as well. So she was very, very happy. We still keep in touch with her. And she's serving the Lord. She's asked me also to reach out to her sister who lives in Jacksonville, Florida, who she wants also to come to the Lord as well. So we've been able to lead Brother, gave her the address and the contact information of Brother Ismael Maldonado down there in Jacksonville, Florida. And she said that she was going to go to their church. So, you know, it just makes me think, you know, we think about missions going home. But see, all these people are coming here now. And so I get text messages all the time and WhatsApp, people asking, where's a church that I can go to? Is there somewhere? And so I'm having to go around, you know, asking, hey, is there a church near the city? Is there a church? So we're having to actually do missions here within home. You see? And you might think, oh, well, those they don't need to be here. They're coming in illegally. They're here for a reason. Maybe this is where they come to the Lord. Right? You can be there, be negative, and, you know, they're not following the law. God has, he allows things for a reason. Do you know that that's how I came to the Lord? Maybe I couldn't come to the Lord in Colombia, but I came to the Lord here in the States. And I didn't come in legally. I'm legal now. I'm a citizen now. Thank God. But this is where I came to the Lord. So you might be sitting here criticizing, but you don't know what God is doing. You can go sit down and keep your criticism to yourself, amen, because this is how God works sometimes. Amen. We don't know his ways, but his ways are perfect. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so she was happy, and we just had a really good time. And so we thank God for what God is doing. Amen. And so that is my report right there. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's have the musicians come. I thought I was going to be able to have you all out by 8:30. But let's just sing something real quickly. And Brother Wade's got something real quick to say. And as they come, let's just sing that song, They Come From the East and West. I believe it's key of F. I think it's at the beginning of the book, Brother Boyd. Yeah. However you want to sing it. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity that you've given us, Lord God, to speak your word in this hour, Lord. And we appreciate, Lord God, the voice that you've given to your bride, Lord Jesus. The word, an open book, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have access, that we can always have access to this open word, Lord God. This voice, Father, is in the bride, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God Almighty, that she is him in this hour. Lord Jesus, we pray now that you would help us to take this voice, take this word, and go forward with it, Lord God. Move on, Lord God, just as Brother Branham said that Eve should have done at the beginning, that Adam should have done at the beginning, Lord. This the first Eve fell, Lord God, but Lord, the second Eve will not fall, Lord Jesus. She will have, thus saith the Lord, and she will not move unless she has, thus saith the Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Father God, where we're failing you, Lord. Help us to be better, Lord God. Help us to get up and repent and move forward, Lord God Almighty. For the hour is at hand. The time is drawing nigh for of your coming, Lord. And it is not time to play games, Lord. But it's time, Lord, to get busy, to get serious, Lord God. For there's others that have needs, spiritual needs, Lord God. And if we're not, Lord God, spiritually where we need to be, Lord, how can we help others, Lord God, spiritually? Help us, Lord Jesus, we pray. We commit the rest of the time into your hands now, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's just sing this one verse of that, and then Brother Wade can come.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar. Feast with the King, to die as his guest. How blessed the pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with the light divine. Blessed
gem in his crown to shine. They come from the very tree. I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Look on the great white throne, before it the ransom stands. Sorrow is known, nor death in that goodly land.
My Savior has gone before, preparing the way for me, and soon we'll meet to part no more through time or eternity.
Amen.
Since Jesus has said, no longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness had taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free.
Amen. You happy that God set you free? We're freest people in the world.
Amen.
People think we're bound. No, we're the freest people in the whole wide world.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give our brother a good hand. In the days of the voice, under her messenger, she'll be the final voice to the final age.
Amen.
This is it. There's no more voice. There's no more generation of bride to come, I don't believe. I believe this is it. And she is him. Now, she's becoming him. I believe she's him now. We just got to realize that. Amen.
Amen.
A few things I want to announce for this coming up weekend. Remember, it's communion and foot washing. We'll have two services. The second service will be, I've got another question or two I'm going to answer, and then we'll have foot washing and communion. But we'll have a regular service. We'll have song service and all that for the second service. Also, remember, this is offering weekend coming up, offering Sunday, for the vision books. And we've done very well on that. I appreciate all of you giving. But bring your $20 or more and put it in the plate, and we'll send it to Brother Barry and get a real bang for our buck sending those books overseas to the people in different languages. All right. Also remember, downstairs in the freezer, in the first compartment, the first freezer downstairs in freezer, there's about probably 25 pounds of deer meat that I just had processed. I try to do this every year. Y'all know that. Those of you that are new that don't know it, any single sister, if you want some of that deer meat, please take it with you. Don't take it all, but please take it with you to help the single sisters out first, or the brothers if we have any single brothers. It's kind of a ministry that I do to help the young ladies, and this deer meat has bacon in it. So we had one last Wednesday at the camp in Kentucky, and way better with bacon in it. I'll promise you that it tastes good. It's really good. So it's bacon is mixed in with the ground up in the deer meat. So you're welcome to it. And when everybody's finished with that, then if anybody else wants it, please feel free to take a pack or two. I think they're about a pound and a half a piece. So, but we're going to keep doing that, and pray for us. I'm leaving tonight and going to Kentucky for a few days till Saturday. I'll be back Saturday night, so just keep us in prayer. There's a certain deer I want to get, so just pray that he cooperates. But we're going to go take a little rest and relaxation. Also remember the time changes this coming Saturday night. Fall backwards. I know most of us with cell phones, that's good because it automatically does it for us. But still, you need to change your clocks and your watch because you look down and you'll be either late or early for service. I can't remember which one it is. But now on the 17th, 17th of November, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner. All right? Everybody with me? Having our Thanksgiving dinner. Now, we have about 20 so or close to 30 new people that wasn't here last Thanksgiving. All right? So we got to have food enough for people. We could, you know, squeeze by if we had 8 or 10 that didn't know anything about it or didn't bring anything. But when you got that many people, we need to make sure that we got food. And as I said last Sunday, if you're a family of four, don't bring just one thing of macaroni and cheese that you can hold in your hand. Your kids and your husband are going to eat, whether you do or not. But there's a sign-up sheet downstairs. Some have already signed up. Some have not. And then what we've done this year is we've started to, we're going to excuse our older folks, Sister Dale, Sister Cletus, Sister Gwen, Sister Trudy McMillan, Brother Darty.